Masechet Kelim, Perek Kavzayin, Mishnah Het. We'll lay out a few different rules of how Tum'ah works before we jump into this Mishnah, which is a continuation of the previous one where we spoke about the minimum size for cloth being 3x3 and then having it be attached to another component of that same cloth that came afterwards after it received Tum'ah. But here we'll talk about it in the context of corpse Tum'ah. We'll first lay out those rules. A person or a keli that touches a corpse becomes Tameh with corpse Tum'ah. Corpse Tum'ah needs a 7-day purification process with sprinkling from the Para Aduma waters on the 3rd and 7th day. If a person touched a corpse and then touched a keli, the keli becomes also a av hatum'ah and needs that 7-day purification process. When the keli touches a corpse, or when the keli touches a person who touched the corpse, they become the same tum'ah as that item. So if a keli touched a corpse, they become avi avot hatum'ah. And if a keli touches a person who touched a corpse, they become like the person, an av hatum'ah. But if the keli touches another keli that touched a corpse, that second keli does not receive the corpse tum'ah. It's not an av hatum'ah, but becomes a rishon. And as a rishon, it's tameh until nightfall, and then after it was immersed in a mikveh. We'll go to the first case of the previous mishnah. Like we began, v'chein beged she'arag bo shalosh al shalosh menitma temet. If someone had a piece of cloth, he wove it, that was exactly 3x3 etzbaot fingers, the minimum for corpse tum'ah, and it became tameh with corpse tum'ah. Person touched a corpse, and then he touched this garment. V'hishlim alav et kol habeged. And then he finished the entire cloth. He kept adding to it till it was the size that he wanted. He attached more cloth to the original section. Then he removed one thread from the original section. So now that original section is smaller than 3x3 etzpaot fingers. Tahor mitememet. The entire cloth becomes tahor from the corpse tum'ah. The original section loses the minimum size that it needed to be in order to become impure, and therefore whatever was added on afterwards that has corpse tum'ah, it was only because it was attached to the first section, but now it loses its tum'ah as well. Aval tameh maga tememet, but the entire cloth is now a rishon because it was touching something that had corpse tum'ah. The two sections that were touching each other when the original section was tameh as an av hatum'ah. So the added section became a rishon at that point in time. It also became an av hatum'ah, but it also was a rishon at the same time. So the added section, since it touched the corpse tum'ah, not only that was attached, but it touched it as well, and now becomes a rishon. And the tum'ah doesn't depend on the current status of the original section. So the original section loses its corpse tum'ah, but the added section remains a rishon. The tum'ah then goes the other way. The new section, if it was a rishon, and the original section now is, which is not an av hatum'ah anymore, it's attached to it. So the original section that's attached to the added section becomes a rishon as well. In this case, after the original section became tameh with tum'at met, then the cloth was completed and the thread was then removed. Here we'll talk about the opposite case, where the original section became tameh with corpse tum'ah, then the thread was removed, and then the cloth was completed. Natal chut echad metehilato, ve'ahar kach ishlim alav et kol habeged. If somebody made a piece of cloth that was 3x3 fingers, and then it became tameh with corpse tum'ah, and then he removed one thread, causing it to lose its corpse tum'ah because it's less than 3x3. Then he finished the entire cloth. He added to it tahor. The entire cloth is tahor from any form of tum'ah. When the original section became tameh with corpse tum'ah, it became tameh as an av hatum'ah. And it also became a rishon since it touched itself. So since it was in touch with itself, because it, with maga, with touch, became a rishon as well. When the thread was pulled out, making it smaller than 3x3, it lost both types of tum'ah. It became completely tahor. So when the new section is added, it's tahor as well, because it's nothing that's making it tameh. The rule over here is different than we had in the previous case when we were dealing with tum'at midras. When we were dealing with tum'at midras, when it was lower than the minimum required for tum'at midras, which was 3x3 tefachim, it lost its tum'at midras, but it still remained a rishon. Here we just said the original section loses its tum'at met, and also is not a rishon, it's completely tahor. And the reason for the difference is the following. Mipnei she'amru, shalosh al shalosh shenit ma'et tahor. If a piece of cloth that was 3x3 fingers became smaller, it's completely tahor, that small piece is totally useless and can no longer be considered a keli. So therefore, when the original section was made smaller than 3x3, its pa'ot fingers, it lost its corpse tum'ah, but it also lost its rishon. It's not a rishon anymore because there's no use to it whatsoever. Aval shilosha al shilosha shenit ma'et. But if you have a piece of cloth that was 3x3, not its pa'ot, but tefachim, and it became smaller when dealing with tum'at midras, afal pishet tahor mi midras tameh bekol atum'od. Even though it became tahor from tum'at midras, because you can't sit on it anymore, it could still become tameh with other forms of tum'ah because it has some purpose to it. So therefore, the previous Mishnah that said that the cloth was tum'at midras, it became smaller than 3x3 tefachim, it lost its tum'at midras, but it remained rishon. Again, here in our Mishnah, where it's smaller than 3x3 fingers, it's pa'ot, there's no use to it whatsoever, and therefore it lost its tum'at met, and the fact that it's not a rishon either anymore.